was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in Central Park.
Live from Albany, New York. There's a riot going on right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, my friends. Folks in the listening audience, you're listening to Take No Prisoners. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and I have the pleasure of coming to you live from Uptown, Albany, New York, where the International Airport has been getting special scrutiny, I'm sure, from Homeland Security the last few months. What on earth have they put in the water in Albany, New York? But we're here at the free collecting in bankruptcy 2-day weekend seminar. It was a great event. I enjoyed it very much. I learned an awful lot. I mean, it seemed like every 10 minutes new technology was coming out, am I right? Because as you read the codes and as you go through it, it's all right there and it appears to us. And hopefully you're going to see some of that as we explore my friend Jim's case, my friend Jim's entertaining case in bankruptcy. Every once in a while, a precious case like this comes along, and believe me, you don't want to let it get away. So we put in the two pleadings. The second pleading is a pleading to, what was the second pleading? Does anyone remember? Yes, it's a pleading to object to a claim that has been put in. When the creditor files a Form B-10, look, what if a company you never heard of comes into your bankruptcy case and files a Form B-10? What are you going to do? I object. I need a hearing to object, and that's what the bankruptcy code provides for. So you would object to the claim, and then you might resort at that hearing to the technology we discussed at the opening of the first hour of this program this evening. Jim has something to add to this. You want to repeat that, please, Jim?
The mortgage company never showed up for the creditors' meeting.
The mortgage company never showed up for the creditors' meeting. And what did you do about that?
Why is nobody here?
Because they thought that the meeting was there to examine the debtor, right?
Right.
All right. So what do you do about that? Well, here's one way to go about it. I'm a big fan of having, there are two ways one could present a friendly creditor into the bankruptcy. If you don't want to be in there as a debtor, then you can place the debtor in bankruptcy into the court, into the bankruptcy action. But you can come in as a secured party creditor. Now, do you think that's going to identify this to the bankruptcy court as a patriot action? Yeah, and they're going to fight tooth and nail. You can date them, because it should be a simple matter of the trustee collecting on the property, the trustee's property. But what if you had a security agreement, or better yet, a pre-existing security agreement, with a friend in your group, or you had cross security agreements? Why couldn't that party come in? Or there were services rendered by a friend, bona fide services, and an invoice. So as I mentioned earlier in the program, I might have three creditors in that room. I might have four if I include myself. I might have a friendly creditor with a signed, secured security interest. I might have a friendly creditor with an unsigned purported security interest. In other words, a secured liability, not an unsecured liability. And I might have a notary friendly credit.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
People get upset about money. Imagine that. Folks, welcome back to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm talking to Jim, who at this moment is functioning like a debtor in bankruptcy. Jim had a creditor's hearing where the creditors didn't show up. So what I've suggested is that it's very helpful if one wants to change from being a debtor to exerting the power of a creditor that one might bring into a case, other creditors, friendly creditors, neighbors, friends, relatives, dogs, cats, anyone who understands the forum and holds a security interest against the debtor in bankruptcy. So I might load into that room myself as a secured party creditor. Excuse me, Ms. Trustee, I'm addressing you now in my capacity as a creditor to the debtor in bankruptcy. I might have a friendly creditor with a secured claim, which is signed, a friendly creditor with a purported secured claim that does not have my signature, or the debtor in bankruptcy signature. And finally, I might have a notary with a claim, but not a notary. Really, an agent of the Secretary of State. All of those creditors available. And then one of them would file an objection to the claim and request a hearing because any party of interest to the bankruptcy can file an objection to the claim. Now, that brings up an interesting point. If the debtor in bankruptcy is the holder of a portion of a lien against, let's say, the Department of Health and Human Services, that lien which was originally perfected by the living man being percentage-wise or partially assigned over to the debtor in bankruptcy. So the debtor in bankruptcy has a huge chunk of property. Let's say it's a $100 million lien, and the debtor in bankruptcy has 10%. So the debtor in bankruptcy has a $10 million net worth that the debtor in bankruptcy would be handing over to the trustee. That those agents from the Department of Health and Human Services have no standing in the bankruptcy to raise any objections. They show up and say, excuse me, that lien is invalid. That's irrelevant. They have no standing in the bankruptcy. They are property or representing property which is owned by the debtor. But they certainly cannot appear like a creditor or a debtor in bankruptcy and petition and raise motions. And if they do, I'd get them out of there so fast we'd make their heads spin. Those lawyers would be embarrassed before that hearing was over. So I might discourage him in the hallway. Just give him a little sample. Maybe they'll change their mind. I doubt it, but then at least they've had their offer of immunity, their one-minute offer of immunity. You've tried to save your brother. So now the creditors are in a hearing to object to the claim, and now they can go about deconstructing the claim based upon the technology we reviewed at the beginning of hour one. Oh, you say you have a secured interest. Well, did you bring it with you? That's especially effective in tax claims. So that would solve that problem. Now, in your case, they didn't show at the creditors meeting. You let that get by. And Jim defaulted at a hearing that was called by the primary creditor that the bankruptcy was filed to counteract, and that would be the mortgage company. And Jim didn't show up at that hearing because he was out earning money to put food on the table for his family. And so now we have, what do when the judge orders a relief of the stay of that whole foreclosure action? What do? We put in petitions for a hearing, for two hearings, in fact, or a simultaneous hearing, which is what will happen, to object to the claim and to reconsider that judge's order. And who shows up at that hearing? Who's the petitioner on that hearing?
Creditor.
One of the friendly creditors, that's right. And maybe he bonds it up with a BIC bonded promissory note, which routes back to an indemnity bond upon which all of the judges in the bankruptcy court in that district and the chief judge and the appellate judges, the three judges on the appellate panel, and everybody else in sight. You want to have some fun? Bond up some of the law firms that are known for doing bankruptcy work in that district. Bond up the statutes and the federal rules of bankruptcy in Title 11, the United States Code Appendix. So you go in there prepared as not just creditor to the debtor in bankruptcy, but creditor to this entire bankruptcy action. And now you want your instructions executed. So you hold that hearing, and hopefully at that hearing you're going to make short work of things because, number one, you get to speak first, or the creditor gets to speak first, the petitioner is speaking first, and he's going to knife through that objection. And now, once that objection is gone, here's your surprise. Once that objection is gone, and they no longer have a claim, if you can get the judge to rule right then, he probably won't because you're putting him in a tough situation, but if it's obvious that they have no security interest, Your Honor, I need you to rule on this motion right now. He has just stipulated to no security interest. Better yet, you can look at that agent for Health and Human Services or any other department and say, all right, look, you seem like a nice fellow. I understand this is a stressful situation. Your Honor, would you please ask Mr. Jones if he would prefer to withdraw the claim voluntarily or have you read him his Miranda rights for filing a false claim in violation of his own confession that he stipulated a claim, and or would he prefer to withdraw the claim voluntarily or have me file this criminal complaint that I'd like to hear? Here's a copy for you, Mr. Jones, and here's a copy for the bailiff. If you walk in there with a criminal complaint on the false claim, file this. I have an appointment with the magistrate, or I have an appointment with the U.S. attorney immediately following this hearing, so I hope it doesn't take too long, to file the criminal complaint on his having confessed here today to filing a false claim under the Federal False Claims Act. What is it, a $500,000 fine and 5 years in prison. So I'd rather not see the man go to jail and get penalized if he simply wants to voluntarily withdraw the claim. He withdraws the claim, then you pull out of your pocket a petition in the nature of a motion in limine. Good. I bar him from speaking here because he no longer has any standing as a creditor. Now he's out of the room. Get him the heck out of here. He's an interloper. Goodbye, and don't let the doorknob hit you on the way out. Now, I'm not saying to necessarily do it in that order or with that punk attitude that I'm giving off over the radio, but certainly that's your goal, is to have this man disqualified by his own confession of having participated in what appears to be a criminal conspiracy. And secondarily, now that your petition or the motion to reconsider the order on the foreclosure is unopposed, now we reopen that and get that stay placed back in effect in that case. Now, this might work well with someone from the Department of Health and Human Services or any other federal agency, because they won't be able to perfect the lien unless they have a security interest. Now, with a mortgage, it might be a different story, because he might be able to produce that. But he's probably only going to be able to produce a copy, and now you get into that age-old argument, of course, at this hearing, that that copy is not admissible. It's hearsay. Well, I'm willing to certify that it's in the normal course of business. Well, Your Honor, does that mean that anyone with a photocopier can sue me in this court? Can start an adversarial procedure? And if he says yes, then one of your people carries a photocopier in from the back, a battery-operated photocopier, or some such, or just prints it out from a computer right there and file an adversarial suit against the judge right in the courtroom. There are a lot of ways this could be handled. These are just ideas that are popping into my head, but I would not let them get away with not overturning the default. If it wasn't success, now let's say it's not a tax case and you don't want to exhaust your credibility capital early. So since it's a foreclosure case and they do have a bona fide security interest, maybe you don't even address the security interest at all and you don't put in the petition to address the security interest as being a false claim, right? Forget about that. Or don't forget about that. Because remember, if you've already paid it, it is a false claim, and all those arguments I went over the last 20 minutes apply in that case, don't they, even in a foreclosure case. But, of course, the real issue with foreclosure is not the security interest. The real issue with foreclosure is not the promissory note. The real issue is the security interest, and that would be the time to be introducing that registered public record that I've mentioned two or three times in the program, in which they have already stipulated that no claim exists because it was paid. Right? Now, we're coming up on a break. We're going to pick this up after the break. That's a little bit different than attacking a tax claim where there is no lien whatsoever. But either way, the effect can be the same. You've attacked the claim at its source. We'll pick this up after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
On the cement floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a walking on it.
Welcome back, Frank. You would appreciate this song. Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, coming to you live from Albany, New York. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, let me just clarify what we were talking about before the break. If you're dealing with foreclosure, you have a different set of issues. You cannot undermine that claim by saying you don't have a security interest or having the guy confess to not having a bona fide security interest, as often happens in tax cases where they write a document that says they have a security interest, but they don't. Now you have them in a criminal situation. So you have to find another way. And the way we attack foreclosures, very simply, is to pay the liability, as we do in all offers that come our way, criminal, civil, whatever, and then we redraft the contract, preferably in a situation like this with an international commercial lien, as we discussed yesterday during the morning. In a case like Jim's, where he's facing two issues, an order staying the stay, giving relief from the stay on the foreclosure for this mortgage company, and at the same time, the false claim by the mortgage company, which should he attack? Well, obviously, if he attacks the claim, then he doesn't have to attack the stay on it, because if he wins, there is no claim. On the other hand, it's a harder argument, but it's the right one to make. Because you're attacking it based upon the redraft of the foreclosure using the international commercial lien, in which they have confessed judgment on your payment instrument, and in addition, they have stipulated to the value and validity of your instrument, and stipulated, excuse me, to the fact that there is no controversy, no facts are in dispute, that they beat their wife, and anything else you put in the papers. They have confessed to being the successor surety. Now, that is filed into the notary certifies that confession. It's stapled to the notary certificate. It's filed in the county. Certified copies are taken back. And lo and behold, you're able to make the public policy, what we'll call perhaps the primary public policy argument or negative averment, which is there is no evidence of a defect in registered public record, blah, 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 in which that public official, agent of the Secretary of State, has certified that they have confessed, not certified that they're in default, not certified that they don't have a lien, but certified that they've confessed to being the surety in this action and that they're holding a liability and that the account has been zeroed, whatever else you'd want to put in there. And that would be, this would be the hearing to introduce that. So this is your objection to the claim hearing. Possibly, if that fails, then possibly you attack the judge's order on the stay. And if that fails, then you have a rogue judge because he's acting contrary to the evidence, and then you have to attack the judge. And I don't mean that physically, but I mean joining the judge to the contract, and we've discussed some of those ways, putting the judge into his bankruptcy. Bringing him in. Many ways to do it. One simple way would be to start an adversarial action. Name the judge as a defendant, not a third-party defendant, a defendant. Bring him in. Now, let's see him sit on that bench as a defendant in the bankruptcy. If he does, he no longer works, and he's facing criminal charges if you know what you're doing. So there are many ways to handle the situation that you're describing to me. Now, assuming that we're successful at those, now we have the following situation. We have a friendly creditor, let's say with a $100 million security interest, signed security interest, against the debtor in bankruptcy, don't we? Might be a friend or relative, whomever. The debtor in bankruptcy is holding assignment of a portion of a secured lien against the party who was claiming to have the lien against it. And how did that work? Simple. The living man issued a bonded promissory note. The notary certified that the bonded promissory note was dishonored and that they confessed judgment on it. And then, once that lien was perfected after a notice of fault and a notice of default and another notary certificate was issued, the living man filled out a one-page, one-paragraph assignment of interest over to the debtor in bankruptcy, maybe 10%, 20%, whatever it takes. And now the living man, excuse me, now the debtor in bankruptcy has a huge asset to list on Schedule B, 6B, the debtor in bankruptcy's personal property. And now all that property, when the action is filed, is conveyed to the trustee along with the bankruptcy plan, and lo and behold, the trustee has to collect on that. The same as if there was a house I was involved, the trustee has to sell to convey to two or three different creditors. Now, how would you accomplish all of this if you're already in there? You're in the quicksand. What would you do? Well, in your case, you would have to get the, in a case like yours, you would have to address this hearing issue, and that's unusual. But for the typical party, you can fill out a new Schedule B. The creditor, the debtor in bankruptcy, would file a new Schedule of Personal Property and a new Schedule B6D of secured creditors. And you'd send them to the trustee. And we'll pick that up after the break. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoner live from Albany, New York. Please join us after the break. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the final half hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I notice some of the members of our audience have tears in their eyes. They're so touched by tonight's program. Folks, if you want a piece of this action, you're going to have to come and take it from me. October 11th to the 15th at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. By the way, is anybody in the room coming to that? Seriously. Oh, my. They want more of me. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. Those 5 days are, as I said, an experience the likes of which I've never been blessed with before. It truly was a remarkable experience. And we're going to do everything in our power to make it better than it was last time. Plus, we have newer and more streamlined technologies to add to our arsenal of enforcement strategies. So, to turn something like this around is very simple. A new Schedule B, I'm talking about Form 6, the schedules that the debtor in bankruptcy places in. A new Schedule D listing the new creditors, and those can be sent, if you want to have fun, instead of filing with the clerk, send them with a brief administrative process, notary's cover letter, and a simple letter from the debtor in bankruptcy to the trustee. And 2 days later, send her another administrative process from the notary this time from the new creditors with their forms B-10 with their security interests stapled to them. Same hand signing the paper, but in different capacities. Basically, you're saying, I know exactly who I am and who I am not, and here's the way we're going to play this game. That would be a very skillful way to do it. If you're in there as a creditor yourself, where they know it's a patriot kind of approach, in which you're going to fight harder. But perhaps you want to camouflage and not bring your security interest in. That was a question Jim posed to me. What happens to my, what did you say, $100 million?
Yeah, commercial security agreement.
Yeah, your original security agreement. Forget it in this case. He's in Chapter 7. If there are friends who have security agreements that are antecedent to the other security interest, then they can come in as the friendly creditors. You don't have to, and now it looks like a normal bankruptcy, because it is a normal bankruptcy. The only fluke in the bankruptcy is this assigned lien, which was a lien against that mortgage company, which has been assigned from the living man to the debtor in bankruptcy. And that will become apparent to them. You're not going to hide that. But the object of the lien, the debtor on that lien, will have lost his right to object when you eliminate his lien from the bankruptcy. And by the way, that mortgage company is not named on the new schedule. So the reason we've used administrative process to file those, we serve them on the trustee and let the trustee do the filing. She is required. As you know, folks, we read a statute today that says that you can serve it on the trustee, the judge, the clerk, other judges, appellate judges. You can serve it on anybody. You can fold it up like a paper airplane and hit the janitor in the head, and they've got to transmit it to the clerk, basically. So you serve it on the trustee with a letter indicating really what's going on here and specifically stating, consistent with their own rules and regulations, for instance, please find attached the amended plan, which, pursuant to Federal Rules of Bankruptcy number such and such, I forget the number, is now the plan. And we didn't read that one today, folks, but it's in those study notes. And it simply says that the amended plan is the plan. And we use that same philosophy to say the amended Schedule D is intended to replace the original Schedule D and is now Schedule D. And that doesn't show any other creditors. The false B-10 is still there, so that needs to be attacked. And if you don't attack that, if you don't attack that successfully in front of this judge, get this judge out of there, or file an adversary claim against the judge and that mortgage company, and let them both prove up under oath, not an informal evidentiary hearing, as to whether or not that account is paid and what the defect is in the notary certification filed in the county that that party has already confessed to having no claim. There is no claim. He has confessed it. In any other form, that would be powerful. If an attorney brought that in, there would be hell to pay because someone is filing a false claim. So the only reason there's a battle here is because it's you, and they want you as a compliant robot. They don't want you messing around with these codes like this. But that would be the way to turn the case around, and now you're sitting there as a creditor with three other creditors, a notary creditor, an agent of the Secretary of State as a creditor. If yours is the only priority lien, then, yeah, go full-blown patriot. Your security interest gets filed on a Form B-10, all three of their security interests. Now you have four creditors in there, and let them attack your security interest. I dare you, someone come forth and challenge my signed security interest when you're sitting there with an unsigned security interest. Yeah, I've seen those pleadings. Let me tell you, they're meant to incite you to argument, nothing else. And I would turn it around with a petition in limine so fast. Excuse me. He has no standing here. In fact, he's a defendant in his adversarial suit or whatever else it is in the bankruptcy. there are many, many, many tools to handle a situation like that. Turn it around to being a creditor, force the trustee to do her duty, hold people accountable, do it all with a smile on your face. You seem to have a nice disposition. And get that stay reenacted, but better yet, get the lien eliminated. Those are the procedures, if this was my case, that I would follow if I wanted to remain in the bankruptcy as opposed to looking for other solutions. In the meantime, when I'm redrafting the contract with the mortgage company, be aware that the bankruptcy code says, although most everything is stayed, notices and delivery of negotiable instruments are not. So you can be in, you can start an administrative procedure privately while you're in the bankruptcy, perfect your commercial lien, and file a Form B-10 on that. 21 days later, or cut it down to what? 3, 3, and 3, and offer to provide a courier. All they have to do is call a phone number at the notary, and she'll send a courier over to make it. So now they have no reason not to fulfill their 3-day commercial requirement. Courier it in, we'll courier it back 3 days, 3 days on the notice of default, and 3 days on the notice of default. 9 days later, new Form B-10, we got another $100 billion I forgot to mention to you. Million ways to operate. Thank you, I'm glad you appreciated that. A million ways to operate in the bankruptcy. All right. Thank you very much, Jimmy. We enjoyed having you. All right. Let's take a phone call. Poor Ronald. Is he still there? Ronald, are you present? Ronald, are you on the phone? All right. We've lost Ronald. I hope we've lost Ronald and the network hasn't lost us. Gary in Tennessee, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Gary, thank you for being patient. Gary, do you have a question about bankruptcy?
No, I have
a question.
And suggestions in the general whole procedure. It's like you've taken me down every road in the United States and gone down all these different forks in the road, and a generalized, I guess, flow chart. If you're going to design a digital logic circuit or a computer program, you do.
Gary, I'm not following where you're going with this. I'll ask you to focus it on the issue at hand.
Okay. And God, I hope you cure doing CDs on all these seminars, because the real reason I call is I'm one of those persons that can't leave the house, can't go to New York for 5 days. It's an impossibility for several different reasons, which I'm not going to go into. But I've got your web archives. I got the Notary Depot, and I got the possibility of picking up a mentor. And you got a CD out, so...
Yeah, well, the educational model that I put together was based upon the fact that I'm just one guy with two arms and two legs. And so we designed a system. We realize everybody can't get themselves to New York. Oh, Gary, we'll be happy to send a van down to pick you up. Actually, yeah. I'm saying that sarcastically, but maybe we could. But, Gary, regardless of the reasons you can't come up there, we realize that. So that's why we have everybody who attends the Law Merchant Conference sign an affidavit in which they pledge that they will not mentor indiscriminately. If they mentor, it's going to be comprehensively, and many of those people have taken that on. We have people who have left the conferences and taken on hundreds of cases and held nightly conference calls and expanded the technology and done wonderful things. So what I'd like you to do, if you don't have a mentor like that, send me up an email, please, at takenoprisoners@hush.com with my apologies if it bounces back for 24 or 48 hours, and we'll try and hook you up with somebody that can really be of benefit to you. Does that sound fair?
That sounds fair. I got to do this from the house, basically. And,
that's fine. Well, there's some very powerful people who have worked from wheelchairs, from out of houses, from inclement situations, from prison. In fact, we have one of them sitting in this room, and I'm not going to look in his or her direction. So we've seen very, very powerful situations and solutions and remedies come out of adversity. Look, I've worked with very ill people over many years, and I've had people say to me that, Doc, this illness has been one of the great blessings of my life. Those are remarkable people, and those are the people I like to stay around with. So my own inclement situation was when they slapped the cuffs on me. And that started me down this pathway seriously, under the promise that it will never happen again. I will never be ignorant in my own country. Well, and so I appreciate what you're facing down there.
My parting comment is I've seen few successes using constitutional and Article III court arguments, and what I like about your process is basically you take their own rules and you stick them up where the sun don't shine on that judge's backside. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I appreciate that. I would never say such a thing, but we certainly solicit expanded comments on this radio program. So, Gary, thank you very much for your contribution. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
What time is it? Richard in Alabama, are you there?
Hi.
Can Hi, Richard. Thank you for joining us and being patient. What's your question, Richard?
Can you confirm that there is no website called hush.com?
The website is Hushmail.
Hushmail.
There's a website called Hushmail, but my email address is generally, we only use the suffix hush.com. So, for instance, Roberta T. at hush.com. There's no website, hush.com.
Yeah. Is there any strategy? I don't have internet. All I have is the library's internet, and I don't have an email account. How can I communicate with you?
Just the way we advise. Take no prisoners at hush.com. Go to the library. Bill Gates, benefactor that he thinks he is, has donated terminals at every library in the country. Sit down at that terminal and just do you know how to set up an email account at Hotmail or Hush? Or set up a Hushmail account. Go to hushmail.com, and Hush will set up an account. You click set up a free account, free email account, and it'll take under 30 seconds to set up an account. They'll ask you no personal information. You'll have the account. They can even assign you a name, and you can access it from any terminal in the world.
Okay.
And send an email over to me at takenoprisoners@hush.com. How's that, Richard?
The county environmental health police are roaming around the county, and they're towing away farm tractors and boats and trailers and portable buildings and almost anything of value. They're just robbing the people out in the rural areas. And what can
we do? Why haven't you sent them a bill? I live in a rural area. Why haven't you sent them a bill? Send them a bill and an affidavit of ownership and see what happens.
Oh, Lord. I don't know how that...
I'm not telling you to do that, actually, Richard. I don't know your level of expertise. If it was me, let them just touch my property once, and in 21 days, I'll be touching their property.
Yeah.
That's part of the BIC commercial remedies we have. I don't advise that to anyone. Those who are listening to my voice and those who have in the past understand I don't recommend a thing. I'm just telling you what I would do in a situation. I am a creditor of my property. It is my property. I have earned it. I know who I am, and I will not let people destroy my property. And if they do, then I'm going to use all the resources in my power. Or as he said in The Godfather, use all your skills to make my boy good. I'm going to use all the skills and talents that the Lord blessed me with to protect my interests. So that's what we're teaching at the Law Merchant Seminars up here in Albany, New York. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Richard. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Kate in Georgia.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, Kate. How are you? Do you have a question? We're near the end of the program. In fact, we're just about out of break.
Yes. My question was specifically, I have been at the Law Merchant Leadership, at the the seminar this weekend on bankruptcy proceeding, but I wanted to ask a specific question about how to incorporate an exempt status debt like a student loan into a bankruptcy. We had talked about it a little bit, but I wanted to kind of talk a little bit more detail about what kind of options you might have if you were filing bankruptcy and you specifically wanted to extinguish that kind of debt. And the form that we were talking about, the Treasury offset.
Manny, could we correct this, please? I'm going to have to cut you off, Kate, because we don't have time for prolonged questions. Very simple. It's very simple. BIC. We pay it. We redraft the contract. And in a case like that, I would use a commercial lien. And then I would use their own procedure to request a hearing that they have made available to bring the evidence forth and let them decide. Let the Department of Education, who holds the hearing, decide whether or not this claim has been paid. And we can do that under oath. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network live from Albany, New York. My friends, we're in our final three or four minutes of the program. I hope the program tonight was of value and entertainment to you, had entertainment value for you. Bankruptcy is just one of numerous enforcement strategies that are available to creditors who understand what it means to own property. When we own property, that property falls under our coverture. If you're a Christian, we've had people of many persuasions here. We have, we've had Christians at the conference, we've had Jews at the conference, we've had Muslims at the conference, we've had followers of the Nation of Islam, we've had all kinds of people and people from different backgrounds here. I can only talk as a Christian, but the principles are the same. We're all children of God. And when we own property, that property falls under our coverture. As a Christian, that property includes my wife and children. And I say that with the utmost respect. That occurred to me. Perhaps I could sell some of my property. That aside, the principle of coverture applies. These folks are used to me making my dumb jokes about my poor spouse. I watched too much Henny Youngman when I was a kid. But that principle of coverture is something I take very seriously. If you want my property, by the way, it's not my property, it's my collateral. Let me correct that. It's my collateral. If you want my collateral, if you want to share my collateral, then you are telling me you desire to be a co-claimant, and I am in my security interest in the collateral, my security interest in my wife's straw party, children's straw party, and the tangible personal property. And if you want to become a co-claimant, I welcome you aboard, and I will be glad to send you a true bill, and it starts at $50 million per event of stultification. And that's where we'll start our negotiation. And I have no shortage of procedures and methods that I will use to secure my interest, and to make you appreciate the privilege of being a co-claimant to Sam Kennedy's security interest in Sam Kennedy. That's what the Hellfire Enforcement strategies are all about, and we have a million of them. You can move it publicly with criminal complaints and distress warrants and misprison of felony reports and 1099s and quitclaim deeds and shifting of liability and even notices of lien sale that we're introducing, where once we have our or commercial liens and once we have a perfected lien, let's say through a CFO on a bank, on the bank's property, I personally would have no hesitation in sending a notice of lien sale and going to the steps and selling the property. If they don't want to barter it against the contractually ended claim against my house. That said, folks, let me thank you for joining us tonight. It's been a wonderful program. I'd like to thank the studio audience and invite everybody to join us next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night and God bless everyone. With